Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 128 of Beyond the Supernatural, and all praise be to the boxing fairy, we have now reached the end of the psychic sensitive powers. This is the very last page. There's an illustration on this page of a man in a suit with a pocket square, and there's kind of a burst effect behind him, and he's making a face like, "Ugh," which is how I feel. I'm done talking about psychic sensitive powers after today. I've got one more to talk about. One more psychic power for people whose deepest psychological nature is emo, whiner, martyr, and that power is telepathic projection. Let me give you some basic statistics on telepathic projection so you can follow me as I explain what a fucking curse this power is. Quote, range, self, up to 100 miles per level of experience. Duration, 1d4 minutes for a subconscious projection, 1 minute per level of experience for a conscious effort. Double if the sender or receiver is at a ley line or place of power. ISP, 4 by accident, unconscious slash subconscious effort, 12 when a conscious and deliberate effort. Already, we can see the biggest problem here, which is that this is one of those delightful powers in Beyond the Supernatural that you get for a special bargain discount when the GM decides to activate it against your will. It just works a whole lot better when the GM uses it. When you deliberately telepathically project an apparition of yourself somewhere, it lasts for 1 minute per level of experience, and it costs 12 ISP. When the GM does it on your behalf without asking you, it only costs 4 ISP and it lasts for 1d4 minutes per level of experience, up to quadruple the amount of time you can do when you're trying. And here's what this power does. Quote, telepathic projection is the rare ability to appear in two places at the same time, and may account for some stories about doppelgangers. It is also an ability the psychic has little control over. No kidding. The power goes on to say that most of the time this power engages accidentally. It's sort of a rationalization of stories where, you know, someone's loved one appears to them in a vision, and then later it turns out that person was, like, in an accident, or was having a dream about them, or whatever. Like, that's a pretty common, spooky, psychic, question mark, type of story that people have. It doesn't necessarily fit neatly into the framework of psychic powers in this game, so this power explains those kinds of stories by saying, oh, what it is when you're psychic, sometimes your brain just kind of goes behind your back and projects a vision of you to someone you've been thinking about to go tell them all your emotional shit without you knowing about it. It says that this kind of apparition, quote, usually involves delivering a personal message or glad tidings, such as, quote, I was thinking about you and wanted to say I love you, or, quote, I miss you, or, quote, I'm glad to see you're okay and doing well. Imagine the GM charging you 4 ISP against your will and without your knowledge to have a vision of you show up 500 miles away at your nephew's apartment to tell him you're glad he's doing well. But your apparition doesn't always deliver something as useless as human kindness. Quote, the projection may also deliver a warning, ask information that the person might know, or deliver an apology or other sort of message. Warnings could definitely be useful, although honestly, if I need to warn someone about something, I'll probably do it myself, and I'll probably do it with my phone rather than my extremely limited psychic power. In fact, since these can happen unconsciously, worst case scenario is I spend 12 of my precious ISP to send an apparition of myself to my nephew 500 miles away and say, like, beware, the vampire lord is coming for you. And he's like, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know you were just here. You just told me that. And I'm like, fuck, brain. Brain, I was just about to do it. Now I've spent 16 ISP to tell this motherfucker twice to watch out for a vampire lord. Damn it, brain, you're ruining my whole life. Like when I accidentally ate Debbie's yogurt from the fridge at work, and then she left a snotty note about it. Hey, fuck you, whoever ate my yogurt. And I was like, I didn't even know that was her yogurt. And I felt guilty about it, but I wasn't about to out myself. And then you fucking visited her in the night in her home and told her sorry about the yogurt. Now she knows that I ate her yogurt and, BTW, that I'm a psychic freak with a runaway brain because she saw my ghost form. Thanks a lot, brain, you fucking dunce. This scenario with Debbie's yogurt isn't coming just from me. The idea is in the text. Quote, guilt is another source of unconscious or subconscious telepathic projection in which the subconscious sends a projection to make amends, apologize, or, in at least one case in England, confess to the police. So now, after telling me that by selecting this power, I have made my own brain into a fucking narc. The power goes on to say, quote, in all cases of unconscious telepathic projection, the psychic has only a vague recollection of the visit as if it were a dream, and might not remember it until someone brings it up. There are applications of this power. No doubt there are valid applications of spending 12 ISP to send a ghostly vision of myself hundreds of miles away to deliver an important message. Maybe I could save the world. Who knows? Doesn't matter. It is not worth it that just by taking this power, anytime I go to sleep, I know my subconscious mind, that fucking rat, that fucking Judas, may or may not send out a psychic projection of me to anyone that I have any kind of feeling about and spill my guts to them in a psychic encounter that I may not even remember until they come to me later and are like, hey, you appeared to me last night in a ghostly phantasmagoria and told me you hope my girlfriend breaks up with me so you can fuck her. And I'm like, I don't even know if that happened. All I can tell you is, if it did, I guess I meant it. So let's fight. I don't know. These could be things I don't even know about. Like, it's my subconscious mind. My ghostly self could be out there blabbing realities about my emotions and beliefs that I don't even know to people who I've been thinking about for any reason, not just maybe because they're my beloved nephew, but because I'm, I don't know, worried about them, afraid of them. Obviously, this whole situation is unacceptable, but if I had to narrow it down to one dumbest thing about this power, it's the fact that unlike a lot of these other, like, GM takes over your brain powers, this one costs 4 ISP when the GM activates it. And this could be life or death. Like, let's say that the vampire lord is after my nephew and me. I go to sleep after a hard day's work of vampire hunting by daylight. I meditated, I did everything I'm supposed to do, got my ISP back and thought, okay, I'm going to go to sleep and sleep the sleep of the righteous, having warned my nephew twice, and I'm ready. I'm in a secure location. Everything should be fine. My douchebag brain creates a psychic apparition that appears before the vampire in the vampire's blood-spattered lair saying, hi, I'm the psychic ghost of Delwyn the Fragile Psychic. Just came by to tell you that I'm feeling real worried that since I've been foiling your plans, yes, that was me, you're going to track me down at room 606 down at the Motel 6 where I've been hiding out under an assumed name. So just a heads up, I'm real scared of you and I'm responsible for the failure of your plans. Have a great night. And if that's not bad enough, now when the vampire kicks down the door at the Motel 6 and busts in on me and I say, all right, well, first thing, let me put up my mind block in case this motherfucker's psychic. The GM says, hey, I'm sorry, but looks like you're about 4 ISP short because while you were asleep, you had this fucking nocturnal apparition totally out of your control. And now you're short of power when you need it most because your stupid fucking brain ratted you out to the vampire lord. The least you could do is not charge me ISP for you fucking up my night. This power is the worst. This power, it's masochism. It's like waving around a $100 bill and saying, this is for whoever can punch me hardest in the stomach. Like, we're all at the mercy of the GM, but taking this power is just like gently guiding his index finger directly through your nose ring and just whispering, fuck me up. No thank you. Although I guess if you're playing a psychic sensitive, pain is what you want, so more power to you. In any case, we are done with psychic sensitive powers. And in fact, we are done with psychic powers altogether. Join me next time as we pause on page 129 to explain to the uninitiated what the fuck a role-playing game is on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.